PMS, pregnancy, menopause. Being a woman is a lot. Olly supports you and yours with expert solutions for every age and life stage. They just launched two new products exclusively at Walmart. Period Hero combats bloat, mood swings, and more during PMS. And Balance Perimeno to support hormonal balance, mood, and metabolism during perimenopause. Grab yours at Olly.com.
Olly!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today's episode of Quality Control is brought to you by Loot Crate. Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? Then this is the subscription box for you. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/control and enter code CONTROL to save $3 on any new subscription. Not that long ago, and depending on where you live, not so far away, Loot Crate blasted off into a voyage across the galaxy, searching for the far reaches of space to find universally awesome gear. Using December's Star Wars The Force Awakens loot as a launch pad, we landed on some equally cosmic items from Halo 5 and more with an exclusive Funko Pop, an exclusive shirt in this month's crate. This is the loot you're looking for. As a Loot Crate subscriber myself, I'm always excited to find out what's in the box this month. It sounds like it's going to be a good one. Now, if you want this box, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/control and enter code CONTROL to save $3 on your new subscription today. My guest today is Ben Cacheri. He's here to talk about Just Cause 3. My name is Justin McElroy, and you're listening to Polygon's Quality Control. Chera, welcome to the program. Do you know why we're decided to do this episode of Quality Control, Ben?
I do not know. Why is that?
Just cause.
Oh, man, you worked the name of the game into the gag.
Then did it again. Just Cause 3, The Trace. Ben, what's your sort of Just Cause history before you tucked into this review?
You know, it's funny. I played Just Cause 2, and I don't think I was doing it professionally at the time. And it's like, I cared so little about the story. I just would play it all the time just to blow stuff up. Like, I was addicted just to jumping into the world and seeing what I could make happen. And I played it forever. Just forever.
That was definitely the way to play Just Cause 2, was to tuck in and just do a bunch of side stuff and really not try to attempt the story whatsoever. I always talk to people. I always think it's interesting when you do an open world game review. You're obviously, with almost any open world game with Salt, you're not going to be able to do everything. How did you sort of approach the content of the game? How did you break up sort of side and story stuff? And how did you know that you were done, that you were ready to write the review?
You know, there isn't a lot of, like, Just Cause 3 is so regimented compared to other open world games. Like, you have your clearly marked story missions, you have the fact that you're liberating the settlements and the military bases, and then you have the challenge missions where you unlock different powers and abilities, and that's kind of it. So, like, you know what you're doing when you're doing it, and you almost always know exactly what you're going to get for doing it. So it's really nice to, like, sit down with kind of purpose and be like, okay, I'm going to liberate this province, then I'm going to play 3 story missions, and then, oh, I really want this ability, and I know exactly how to go about getting it. I feel like a lot of times, and I think Ubisoft games are kind of the main sinners in this regard, where you just spin your wheels so often, or you bring up the map with, like, the thousands of icons, and you just get overwhelmed and walk away. It's nice that you really sit down and can make a plan and execute it, and there's not a lot left to chance, if that makes sense.
Sure. I was kind of caught off guard because it had been a while since I've played one of these. When you start firing guns at people, it feels very, like, not great. I mean, it doesn't feel like a traditional shooter does. I kept wanting like more precision with how I fired and stuff like that, but it's really not the game for that. A question from Nick here who asks, did you find the imprecise gunplay distracting, or did it encourage you to experiment with the grapple more?
I didn't even find it distracting. I just kind of took it as a matter of course. Like, you can get sniper rifles where you can get pretty precise and, like, call your shots. And there's weapons that fire in 3-round bursts that force you to really kind of slow down and pick your target. But overall, like, it wasn't that it pushed me towards the grapple as much as it pushed me towards explosions. Like, everything in this game is collateral damage, right? So it more pushed me towards grenades and, like, the easiest way to kill someone in this game, in a kind of sad reflection on the game, is that just blow the whole building up next to them. And that's more fun. So, like, I had a lot of fun just causing chaos whenever I was on a tear and just taking people out that way. So, yeah, it's something I got used to, and it didn't really bother me. And I engaged it in a very make everything blow up type of manner.
What platform did you play on?
I played it on PC.
Did you try out the consoles at all? Did you duck into those? Because I've heard some rough stuff.
So I haven't had a chance to play the console version, and the sadistic part of me kind of, or the masochistic rather, part of me wants to, because I have a fairly beefy PC, and even then the loading times could be a bit tricky, especially if you're trying a challenge over and over and over again. But overall, I was playing and seeing these massive draw distances and these beautiful explosions and this giant world where you can fly up and see so much of it, and wondering how the heck they were able to fit that, even on current generation systems. Like, I've kind of heard the same thing, that the frame rate is questionable on consoles, and I'm kind of shocked the game exists there at all. I'm not surprised that it's a way rougher experience there. It's a game that really takes advantage of the additional RAM and GPU power of a good PC.
For me, it's just the load times. I mean, it's just, it adds like an extra level of difficulty to the game, where like it's so demoralizing to get killed or to lose a mission or whatever. It just is like a kick in the teeth, because you know you're staring down the barrel of maybe like upwards of a minute sometimes, like low time. And this is like on side stuff. Like, there's been side stuff that I've kind of enjoyed where I've thought, you know what, I'm just not going to – I could do it again and try to get better gear, but I literally just don't – I mean, I can't sit through the load time again. I'm just going to move on. I have a question here from Majdi who asks, can you talk about some of the – did you just see that moments of emergent gameplay that you saw? Sort of like your best, like, silly moments.
It's so much fun to just try to figure out ways of just ruining someone's day in this game. So, like, one of my favorite things to do was to, like, you know, connect things to jets and then take off with your afterburner. That's fun. Or it's like shooting down a jet with your jet is not easy, but jumping on top of your own jet and then grappling hooking another jet and then connecting it to something else in midair, that's a lot tougher. And it's so much fun to just be in a city and throw a grenade and blow up a gas station, and then like 40 seconds later the explosion is halfway across the city and just see things flying in every direction. Like, I'm kind of struggling to think of one particular story, but there's so many times where you're playing with the grappling hook and connecting things that the physics just feel so good. My favorite thing during, like, chases where a helicopter is after you is grappling the helicopter and then connecting it to the ground. So the helicopter has 3 or 4 more seconds of everything seeming fine, and then it just plunges straight down nose first and explodes. Or, like, connecting it to a building you're passing and just watching it careen off to the side and land on its own rotors and explode. Like, when you're in motion, connecting something that isn't in motion to another thing in motion, it's always delightful. Like, you get so many fun things happening.
My favorite so far, and I haven't played much, but my favorite so far is I tried to get cute. There was a mission where I had to deliver a scooter to a garage, and I thought, well, God, I hate long drive missions. I hate missions where I have to drive a crappy car a long distance. You know, I brought a helicopter with me. I'm just gonna attach the helicopter to the motorcycle and then just fly it over there. So I do that. I attach it. That all works pretty good, except for the fact that the scooter is like swinging around like an insane wrecking ball as I fly towards the village. And I finally get to the village and I think, okay, well, now I have to like disembark from this voyage. And I jump out of the helicopter and land. The scooter lands right behind me, and I have just enough time to think, ah, sweet, nailed it, before the helicopter comes crashing down on top of the scooter and blowing up everything. The end. Long story short, had to drive past. I want to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Ben, this quick break is to tell you about Mack Weldon. That's MackWeldon. Are you familiar?
I am not.
Well, let me sell you on this. They are a company that offers socks and underwear and t-shirts and jackets and sweats, stuff for dudes that is really super duper comfortable. All the products are antimicrobial, which means that they eliminate odor. It's a fancy science way of saying it. And you know, you used to be kind of bored when you were a kid if you'd get, you know, socks and underwear as a stocking stuffer. But if you receive Mack Weldon or you give Mack Weldon, you're going to turn that trope on its ear. This is top of the line stuff, and it's something that every guy would be excited to get. I'm highlighting guys specifically because that's their target demo. You could, of course, buy it for anybody you want to, but this is stuff that's, I guess, been cut for dudes. And as a dude myself, I can say that I got some underwear and some a t-shirt from Mack Weldon, and it was supremely, supremely comfortable. One of those garments you ever put on, like a shirt or underwear or something, that makes you think like, oh man, I've been wasting my time with a lot of shirts. This shirt is like another level shirt that I've been missing out on. That's what Mack Weldon is offering. Now listen, you go to MackWeldon.com and you can get, this is crazy, 20% off if you use the promo code CONTROL. They want you to be comfortable. So if you like your first pair, if you don't like your first pair, you keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. So, again, you're going to go to Mack Weldon, that's MackWeldon.com, and you'll get 20% off using promo code CONTROL. I got another question here for you, Ben. This one comes in from Mr. Kelso, who asked, and we touched on this a little bit, but out of curiosity, did the load times hurt your enjoyment at all? Were the load times even an issue on PC, or is it just sort of like about what you'd expect?
You know, it wasn't enough to really hurt my enjoyment that much. The main thing that really got you, and you talked about this a little bit before, was when you're doing the challenge missions, and especially on the really short ones, or if you continually biff it in the first 30 seconds, just hitting the space bar, waiting for it to zip around. And I think on PC, or at least on my PC, the loading times were only like 20 to 30 seconds, which doesn't sound like a lot when I say it that way. But when you're doing the same thing over and over and over, it's just interminable. It's not fun. So I definitely think they can be tightened up, but they're nowhere near, on the PC I played the game on, as bad as reports I've been hearing from people with slower PCs or PCs with less RAM or, God forbid, the consoles.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit, brief diversion, about ludonarrative dissonance real quick. The Just Cause games have always sort of, it's basically developing world as playground for destruction, and it doesn't matter if you mess everything up because things are already pretty bad there. And that's sort of been thematic for a lot of the Just Cause games. There's even a line when your friend Mario in this game says, like, hey, blow up whatever you want, we'll fix it up for you. No questions asked. Now, I'm not going to get hung up on this too much because obviously, you know, it's a video game and it is just a setting for and not just a video game, but it's a dumb video game. So like they're just trying to construct something, but to service their gameplay. But like, did that ever rub you the wrong way?
You know, it did, and it wasn't fairly often, but it happened enough times for me to remark on it, and it didn't have to, because it's very easy, not easy, it's possible to make an open world game that is very clearly a video game. It's like, go have fun, blow stuff up, it's going to be amazing. Like you said, it's even, there's a character who's like, you're so intense all the time, lighten up, you literally have an infinite parachute, what do you ever have to worry about? So they like, they wink at characters all the time. And then the story will try to pull off like a pseudo emotional beat or like make you feel like the gravitas of like living under the boot of this dictator. And it's like, yeah, like that kind of belongs in another game. One in which I'm not encouraged to sit in a military helicopter and blow the living shit out of a civilian city to quote unquote liberate it. Like that felt dark to me at times. And then your character's like, this place looks better in flames. And I'm like, dude, those are like your countrymen, my friend. Like maybe don't blow up all of their infrastructure. They still have to live there.
Yeah, so, the infrastructure thing is weird, and that's such an old man thing to get hung up on. But like my wife Sydney is a doctor and she does like care in developing nations sometimes, and I went with her to Roatan, which is an island off of mainland Honduras, and I mean I was there for a month. It was basically tourism. Not trying to say here that I understand the plight of their people any better, but it is weird. Like infrastructure is one of the big deals there, so like it's hard enough trying to scrape together some sort of infrastructure, and then you have this dude like jumping out of helicopters blowing it all to hell. It seems kind of counterproductive. Like what is left to liberate, my friend?
and it's like you do get these moments. Like after you beat the game, you unlock sandbox mode, and you want sandbox mode in a Just Cause game. Sandbox mode is so much fun, just when you play with all your unlocked missile launchers and helicopters and tanks and everything. But the splash screen is like, if you want to relive the joy, just click on a settlement and click the reoppress button to oppress it again so you can
liberate
it. There's
a reoppress button!
I remember running to get my notepad to like make sure that I wrote down this exact wording, because like the game, like with these sincere eyes telling you like, oh, you can reoppress whatever you want just so you can blow it up again as you're liberating it. It's just... yeah, it's not a big deal, but it happened enough where I feel like the writers or the narrative designers, whoever, should maybe have, like, veered a little harder in one direction and stuck to it, you know?
Yeah, like, and just so we're clear, like, we get upset about a lot of stuff at Polygon, just to be clear. This is not, like, one of those that's super rubbing people, like, rubbing us the wrong way. Like, it is basically, like, worrying about the plight of people under the control of Cobra Commander. It would be like worrying about the people that are under the boot of Dr. Doom. Like it's just that silly where every once in a while you think, yeah, you know what, that's kind of weird. This guy's like a dictator and he's also a supervillain, but he's like doing this every day. It's kind of strange. Anyway, Just Cause 3 is a fun video game. I think I wish it loaded faster. My dream is that it'll patch on the consoles and maybe load just a little. I'm not asking for a lot. Is this one of those games, Ben, that you feel like, and this is such a loaded question, but would you say this is one of those games that has like a broad appeal, like it's easy to recommend to people?
Oh, I think so. Like, because it's so easy conceptually to sell to someone. Like, do you like blowing shit up? Yes, I love blowing shit up. I have a video game you're probably going to like. Yeah, like, it's the physics are so satisfying, and the moment-to-moment act of just blowing the heck out of everything you can see. And what's fascinating to me, and I think people don't talk about enough, is just the environment of Medici, the island nation the game takes place within. It's like you're flying over it in your attack helicopter or your jet, or you're on a little putty scooter or whatever, putting around the countryside. It's beautiful. Like, I wanted to, outside of the fact that everything's blowing up around me, I kind of wanted to vacation there. I bet they have amazing wine.
It's, as long as you get to be this guy and right. not like any other person. If you're this guy, it's great.
It's like when you think about Star Wars and that universe seems great if you're a Jedi and everyone else is just like off to the side suffering horribly due to these wars. But yeah, the actual environment just looks so beautiful and you see sunsets and it's just, it's a great world to spend time in and blow things up in within that framework. I really, really enjoyed it.
Great. Well, for Ben Kuchera, I am Justin McElroy. Thank you so much for listening to our program. Just a reminder to go to macweldon.com and use the code control for 20% off of those great duds, and lootcrate.com/control and use the code control to save $3. And remember, you have until the 19th to do that. So just get on it. Game release season is winding down, but we're going to be using the Quality Control platform to talk about some Game of the Year type stuff, I believe. Not exactly sure because we haven't hemmed those plans together yet, but that is sort of our loose idea. More on that as it develops. But until that point, for Ben Kuchera, my name is Justin McElroy, and thank you for listening to Polygon's Quality Control.